Got a Thursday morning on WSGW, your morning team show. Pat, Dave, Charlie all along, and on Thursdays also along. In studio, voice of Saginaw Spirit Hockey, voice of playoff-bound Saginaw Spirit Hockey, voice of first place in the Western Division Saginaw Spirit Hockey. We could just keep going on and on and on, Joey. What a ride the Spirit have been on throughout the season and heading toward the playoffs. It continues to be an amazing push. The Spirit currently on a six-game winning streak. And I don't know, where do we start? Do we talk about the games that have happened since we last talked? More Spirit wins? Or do we look ahead at the final six games and what a stretch it's going to be with London a couple of times and, of course, Sault Ste. Marie a couple of times? And maybe we should start by not even talking about the Spirit. Maybe we should talk about Sudbury.
Yeah.
Beating the Sioux last night. Thank you very much, Wolves.
That's where, you know, I mean, we need some help from our friends around the league, too. I mean, Saginaw could do it probably by winning out, but certainly it takes the pressure off a little bit when a team like Sudbury, you know, gets a victory, excuse me, against Sault Ste. Marie last night. And again, that's, you get to a situation where you start to run out of games. You know, you can only accumulate points in games, and if you don't have any games to play, then you can't accumulate points. So, you know, this game against Guelph is big twofold on Friday night. One, because you mentioned Sault Ste. Marie loses last night, so Saginaw can gain a full 2 points on them. And then Saginaw can gain a full 9 points on Guelph. So they could pretty much put Guelph in their rearview mirror with a head-to-head victory on Friday night. Not that they're not there right now, but that would be a 9-point spread with 5 games to go for either side. So possible, but certainly it would, at that point, you'd almost be able to say, okay, we're going to finish above Guelph. Then you can focus on, it's tough. The focus is in two different spots here because you win a game head-to-head against the Sioux and you got London waiting for you. You don't want to get too far ahead of yourself and say, okay, well, what is it going to take to finish first? So I guess at the same time, right now, it's focus on winning the division. And if you can somehow finish first in the conference, obviously that bodes well. You have home ice advantage the whole way through the Western Conference playoffs.
And if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm reading it correctly, we've even got a game in hand against the Sioux. So they've already played one more than we have.
Yeah, that was last night's game.
That was the
against Sudbury. So it'll even out
Out, but right now.
Yeah, they're off on Friday when we're playing Guelph, and then they play Saturday night when we're playing London. So it'll even out pretty quickly.
Obviously, Spirit playing very well. You have to be playing well to post a record and to get the point total to this point in the season. And it just seems that all facets of the game just continue to excel. And the players individually continue to excel. Well, let's talk about one in particular, as much as we always want to talk about the team aspect. But when a rookie, Cole Perfetti, now sets a new Spirit rookie goal-scoring record. He leads the Ontario Hockey League in points as a rookie. And not just on the ice, but off the ice. What was he just recognized as the academic player of the month? Plus the rookie of the month in February.
Yeah.
That's quite a package for Cole Perfetti.
There's not too many guys in the history of the OHL that have found a way to be rookie of the month or player of the month and also academic player of the month. That means this is a kid who's not only succeeding on the ice, but off the ice as well. And as many people know, this is a kid who just turned 17 years old. And
essentially what, his junior year in high school.
Yeah, and so I don't know about you, but I wasn't succeeding in either category at age 17, on or off the ice. So to do this at arguably the highest level of hockey you can play for his age group, and then academic player of the month as well, it's incredible. I mean, you really got to give this kid a lot of credit. He does all the right things. He says all the right things. The thing that impressed the heck out of me is I remember opening night, and he had scored, and you know, we had him for post game interviews with the media, and obviously for opening night we have quite a few media members show up. he was unbelievable with his media. He was awesome. He did such a great job. And at the time, he was 16 years old. And I just couldn't, what can't this kid do? I mean, he's coming in, he's a goal scorer. He says all the right things, does all the right things. He's actually, I don't want to say he's a leader on the team, but he's certainly not treated like a rookie on the team either. He's just, he's an incredible kid who does and says all the right things, and he's going to be a fantastic hockey player. As my partner, Rosie, always says, he's going to be a great player, and he already is a great player. So, I mean, it's the sky's the limit for this kid.
Well, and it's nice to see it happening, as we so often talk about, right there in front of your very eyes at the Dow Events Center. He's getting, obviously, attention. The Spirit, obviously, getting attention. So much attention for folks who didn't know. The Ontario Hockey League produces a weekly news update, and you, Joey, were featured last week. The folks called you up and said, hey, we need to talk to you because we need to know what's going on with that Saginaw Spirit hockey team. So across the Ontario Hockey League, Spirit were the focus of the latest Ontario Hockey League news.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. You know, I think for a long time, the years that Saginaw has had a good team, sometimes they want to paint us as a Cinderella or as an underdog, and for whatever that reason may be, whether it's an American team, who knows. But I don't think they're painting us in that light this year. I think that the narrative this year is that Saginaw is a team that can compete for a championship, and they do so by just rolling four lines that can kill you. I mean, Peterborough saw it on Sunday. Kingston saw it on Saturday, specifically the Kingston game, where you have, you know, Ethan Cardwell with two goals, Cam Baber with four assists. These are guys that, you know, play on the fourth line, but that's the way it's been going for this team right now, is that any one of our four lines can kill you with offense, and we've been scoring so much and controlling the puck so much, teams don't even get 10 scoring chances a night, and specifically last weekend, you know. And I've already seen the people say, well, yeah, look at the opponents, Kingston and Peterborough. Hey, Kingston beat Windsor in overtime the next day. So what are we talking about here? Like, Windsor's a team fighting for their lives, and Kingston beat them. So I don't want to hear any of that look at the opponent stuff. You got to win every night in this league, and it's tough, and teams come to play. We saw it against Flint not long ago, where they gave us a heck of a game, even though they're way out of it in the standings. So that'll happen, and you got to fight through it. And our team was ready to play, and we outscored our opponent 15-1 last weekend.
Wow. The games this week going to be at Guelph Friday, we referenced, at London on Saturday, 7:15 broadcast time on Friday, 6:45 on Saturday. Next Tuesday, another game at Sarnia. We've got two final home games. Maybe we should reference those because we want people to get into the seats at the Dow Event Center, and I imagine people are going to want to get those tickets as they can to finish out the regular season against the Sioux on Thursday and against London again on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because tickets for both games are going pretty fast. As you know, we've had our average attendance since the beginning of February is 4,200. So, and in that, we've had crowds of 5,000 plus three times, and again, on Sunday, we were a little over 5,000 for our Sunday game. So, yeah, it's the hottest ticket in town right now, and I'm just really glad to see it. I'm glad to see the team playing well, and then by the same token, I'm glad to see our fans are responding and supporting this team. You know, gone through it a lot of years. Years that I wasn't here as well. There was a lot of years of losing with this franchise. And I'm glad that's behind us, and I'm glad for Dave Drinkel and Chris Lazary, our hockey staff, that, you know, this was a 3.5 year rebuild or build up to this point. And if you ask them, they thought it probably took a little longer than it should have. But no matter what, this is what we've been building toward, and just have fun and enjoy it. And it's fun to come to the rink right now. I mean, the team, since December 2nd at home, is 16-1. It's unbelievable.
That's owning home ice,
yeah,
which is what you got to do, because it's always tough to win on the road, and especially come playoff time.
Well, and that's why if you can, you know, really push London here for first place, I mean, how important would home ice advantage be to a team like Saginaw, who, as I mentioned, I mean, 16-1, in their last 17 home games, home ice all the way through would be instrumental for a long run here.
Saginaw Spirit Hockey, of course, on WSW 100.5 FM. More importantly, especially with home games, again, this is next week we're talking about the 14th and 16th because this weekend Spirit on the road still. SaginawSpirit.com for all your tickets and information. And at some point...
There's one thing we're missing here, Charlie.
What's that?
Playoff tickets going on sale.
Okay. And at some point, there's going to be playoff tickets starting tomorrow? Starting Monday. Yep. So starting Monday, that's when playoff tickets, because they can start selling those games. You don't know the dates and opponents yet and times, but you can still sell them for the... For the upcoming games.
Yeah, there's a feeling that game one of round one for Saginaw will most likely be that Thursday. So I think that is that the 21st.
It is 21st. Okay, yep. So that's already being projected.
So
okay.
It's not official, but I do believe that'll be game one of round one. And so playoff tickets on sale Monday. Tickets on sale for Thursday and Saturday's home game next weekend. And no question, those are going to be big ones, and it seems like every game is so big right now, but especially if Saginaw is thinking about finishing in first place, a win this Saturday in London, a win next Saturday against London, you win those head-to-head games, you know, who knows?
Get down to the Dow, and of course, listen all season long as you have up to this point, and continue to listen with WSW 100.5 FM and online at fmtalk1005.com. Joey, you and Dennis, we look forward to more winning Saginaw Spirit hockey.
Thanks, Charlie.